Okay, gentlemen, so today's Amud is Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, right? We are on the Mishnah, on the previous Amud, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias Shabbos. As in, really, we read yesterday, but we'll just go through it again quickly. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, then we read Korun Bar for Parshas Chol, and we read Parshas Shkalim. Chalias Beseich HaShabbos. By the way, it should be clear, that means we read three Sifrei Torah, read from Parshas Shavua, then we read Parshas Chodesh, and then you read Parshas Shkalim plus the Haftarah of Parshas Shkalim. Chaliyos b'seich haShabbos. If it was during the week, Makdim in the Shavua, we read Parshas Shkalim the week before. Umafsik in the Shabbos Acheres, and then we have a break. The next Shabbos, we don't read anything special, just the regular Parshas Shavua. B'shnia, Zachar on the second Shabbos, the Shabbos after that, either the second Shabbos of Adar, or Shabbos of Adar. We read Parsha Zachar, right? Bashlishis Parah Domon. Third Shabbos of Adar is Parah, and sometimes it's actually the fourth, which is like it is this year. Uberivi is on the fourth Shabbos Hachodesh Hazelachem. The Chodesh, the fourth Shabbos on immediately before Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Hachodesh Hazelachem. Bachamishis Cholzrim Chaseder. The Shabbos after that, we return to the regular Seder Haparshis. So Chol Masikin. Right, we will include a special Kriyas Torah and a Haftorah for absolutely anything. Beresh Chadashim, for Rosh Chodesh, beChanukah, for Chanukah, beFuva Purim and on Purim. Over Tainis, for Tainis, we'll do a special Kriyas Torah during the week. BeMa'amodes, for the Ma'amodes, we'll do a special Kriyas Torah. Over Yom Kippurim, for Yom Kippurim, whether it's on Shabbos or whether it's during the week, there'll be a special Kriyas Torah and a Haftorah. Okay, Gemara. Tanan Hassan, Be'echad Be'adar Mashmina Shkolim. On the first of Adar, we announce that people should bring their Shkolim to the Beit HaMikdash. And everybody has to bring a Mach Shekel, a Chas Shekel, Chas Shekel, plus a Kalbim, plus a little bit more, right? To the Beit HaMikdash, to pay for all the Karbonis Tzibur over the course of the year. That has to happen in Adar, it has to be ready to be used already for the first of Nisan. Val Hakilayim, and we make a declaration that people should, and we make a declaration that Batei Din should send out messengers to start uprooting the Kilayim where they can find it. So Bishlam Al Hakilayim, this one's Riyahu. It makes sense that we'll start looking for the Kilayim on Rosh Chodesh Adar because it's the time when planting is happening. El Al Hashkalim Non, but for Shkalim, why? Right, why is the Shkolim decoration on the first of Adar? Amar Rabbi Tava, Amar Rabbi Yashi, Amar Rakra, Zoysala, Oilasa Chodesh Bechachoy, Amar Torah, Chodesh, Ve'ave Korban, Mitru Nachadasha. Right, because the Torah says, Zois, Oilas Chodesh Bechachoy. This is the Ola, the Korban that is born in Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh Bechachoy, every single month. Right? And since stressing the Chodesh, and we know that Nisan is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Hu Rishon, Hu Lachem, the Chodesh Hashanah. Stress the month is really Nisan. Amar Torah, Chad Chodesh. Right? It's Chodesh, it's a month. V'havei Korban mitrum HaKadasha, and bring the Korban from the new coins that are used to buy coins in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, on the first of Nisan, we use the new Truma. V'cheven deva Nisan, ba'i akruvayim v'nu Truma HaKadasha, karminan v'karminan b'echa b'adar, ki hechi deleisu shkalim l'mikdash. And since on Nisan, we already need to have the new donations collected and ready to be used, on the first of Adar, we tell people that they really need to bring their money to the Beis HaMikdash, that the machatz is a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. That way, they'll know that they need to do it in time. Keman, who is this like? Deleikan Rabban Shimon Gamaliel. This is not like the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamaliel. Dei Rabban Shimon ben Gamaliel ha'amar shtei shabbosos disan yasholim belches haPesach kodem shPesach shloshim yom. Rabban Shimon ben Gamaliel emer shtei shabbosos. Rabban Gamaliel generally thinks you don't need a full month to prepare for things. He thinks you only need 2 weeks to prepare for things. Why? How do we know? Because we have a general halacha, which I've mentioned before, that we should start learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days, a full month before Pesach, meaning from the day after Shushim Purim. And Rabban Gamaliel says, no, 2 weeks is enough. 2 weeks is enough to be ready for Purim in terms of knowing the halachas. It says, "Afilu teima Rabban Shimon ben Gamaliel kevan damar bechamisha asar boy shulchanos yoshvin bemedina over asrim bechamisha yoshvin mikdash mishum shulchanos kadminan vekarinan." Right? Says maybe you'll say no. Even for Rabban Shimon ben Gamaliel, since on the fifteenth of Adar. The shulchanos, the money changing tables are already set up. right? Outside of Yerushalayim, and in and in the Mikdash they already set up on the 25th of Adar, right? We want to make sure that people have money ready to be changed so they can give it straight away to the base of Mikdash. So we announce it a little before the money change is ready on the 1st of Adar, meaning we're not preparing for Rosh Chodesh Nisan per se. We're not doing 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, according to Rav Moshe Ben Gamliel. We're doing 2 weeks before the money changers are ready to give you the coin you actually need. Fine. It says, my Parshas Shkalim, right? What is Parshas Shkalim? What is it that we read? Rav Amar Rav said, Tzavis Beis Rav Amar to them, Es Korbani Lachmi. It's the Parsha that we should bring a Korban Tamid. Veshmul Amar Kisisa. And Shmuel said, no, it's Parshas, it's the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. Bishlim Amar Da Mishlim Adaman Da Amar Kisisa. I know the Karila Parshas Shkalim. It makes sense, says the Gemara. Shmuel makes a lot of sense. He says it's Parshas Kisisa. It's called Parshas Shkalim. It's called the Parsha of Shkalim because that's the Parsha where the Torah told us to bring Shkalim to build a basin, to build a Mishkan. Ella lemande amar es korbani lachmi hacham bidishkalim sivi hasam. Says the Gemara, but when it comes to the parsha as korbani lachmi liyishai, the parsha which says we should bring a korban tamid or one of them, it doesn't mention shkalim. So why is it called parsha shkalim according to Rav? So say in yes taima my kederabi tavi. The reason is really like what Rabbi Tavi said. Right? So that on... The point is that we're announcing that the Korbanos... We're talking about Korbanos because the Korbanos from Echad Ben Nisan will have to be brought from new donations. Therefore, right, it's like this statement of Rabbi Tavi that we said previously that on the 1st of Nisan, we already have to have the money ready. Since we start that, for that reason, we start talking about Korbanos from Rosh Chodesh Adar. That way, people will know they have to bring money for the Korbanos by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So then the Gemara turns around and says, "For the I understand when we read Parshas HaTambit, because it's talking about the korbanos, and we're trying to tell people to bring money for the korbanos." Ela leman damer kisisa korbanos miksivi. Says the Gemara before Shmuel, who said kisisa, which is what, of course, our minhag is. It doesn't mention the korbanos. That is, those shkalim were for the building of the mikdash. Right? The shkalim la'adanim miksivi. It says the shkalim for building the mikdash, not shkalim for bring korbanos. Kidesani Rav Yosef shalish trumos hen shel mizbeach. Shel mizbeach shel adanim shel bedek habayis. Says Rav Yosef, no, the word shkolim is mentioned, shekel, giving a shekel to Beis Mikdash is mentioned in that parasha three times. One of them is for the mizbeach. One of them is for the is to provide the caps for the beams that surrounded the base of the Mishkan. And the third one was for just generally building the Mishkan. So there is, it does in fact mention Shkalim for Korbanos. It says, right? Says the Gemara, if we're meant to read Rosh Kisisa, I understand why Rosh Chodesh Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nisan really is distinct from other Rosh Chodeshim, because the Mishkan was also ready by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ella leman da'amar tzav es korbani maishani. Says, but if we say it's the Parshas HaTamid, the Parshas where we bring the Korban Tamid, then how do you know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is any different? Shani, the Rosh Chodeshim, Karushisa, Beinyana, the Yoima, Vechad, the Bede Rosh Chodesh, Vilu Haina, Kulhu Bede Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, no. The Kriyas Torah will be different. On a regular Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos, you read six Aliyos from the parsha, and then you read the seventh as for Aliyah of Rosh Chodesh, right? This one on this Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you only read about Rosh Chodesh. You don't read at all about the parsha of Shavuot. Hanicha leman de amar laseder parshiyos huchozer el leman de amar seder hafdarois huchozer. Uparshas of the Yoma Karin and Maishani. says, that only makes sense if the Mishnah was really talking about reading from the Torah. But if the what the when the Mishnah was saying that these Shabbosis are different because we read a Haftorah, not the Torah reading is different, the Haftorah is different, then the Haftorah is going to be the same whether it's Parashat Shkolim or any other Rosh Chodesh, right? Because the Haftorah is going to be the Haftorah for the Parashat of Rosh Chodesh. It says, Shani de'ilu Roshei Chodeshim karo Shisa ben Yana de'yun. Shani de'ilu Roshei Chodeshim karo Shisa ben Yana de'yun ve'achad karibid Rosh Chodesh v'ilu ha'idna karo Tlasa ben Yana de'yun ve'arba'a karo bede Rosh Chodesh. He says, no, we still would change the Kriyas Torah. Normally on Rosh Chodesh you do six Aliyos of the Parashat Shavua, like we said, and one for Rosh Chodesh. This, he says, now we won't do all of them for Rosh Chodesh. What we'll do is we'll do three Aliyos for the Parashat Shavua, right? And four for Rosh Chodesh, and then we will, in fact, do the same Haftarah as a regular Rosh Chodesh. In other words, one or another, the Aliyos will be a little bit different. Since there's the Gemara, Meisivei, we have a response, Rosh Chodesh, Adar Shech Aliyos B'Shabbos, Korim B'Parashat Shkolim, Drim B'Yehoyoda HaKohen. Right, so we have a brayso that says on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which falls on Shabbos, we read Parashat Shkolim, like the Mishnah said, and we have the Haftorah from Yehoyada HaKohen. Bishlama Lamanda Amar Kisisa. I know the Maftirin be Yehoyada HaKohen. And the Dami Leidichsiv Kesef Nashoy Serkoi. El Lamanda Amar as Korbanilach Mimi Dami. Says the Gemara, right? I understand why, if you think what you're reading is distinct from the regular Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, you'll have a distinct Haftorah, which talks about something that has to do with Shkolim, with bringing donation to the Beis HaMikdash. However, if you think it's only the Parsha HaTamid, then there's no link between the Haftorah and the Parsha you're reading, and there should be one. It says, Dami, no, it is similar, Kedei Rabbi Tavi. It's similar because of the din. The Rabbi Tavi said, remember, that it's similar because we're talking about bringing a donation to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban HaSibra, of which the Olas Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, is one. Right? Therefore, right, it's not as tight a relationship, but it's a tight enough relationship that we can read it as the Haftorah for Parashas Rosh Chodesh. So basically, we have a response. Chaliyos beparashas parashas smuchla, bein milfaneya, bein milachareya, korin oisa, vekoiflin oisa. Right. Therefore, the Gemara says, if the if parashas shkolim is not the same week as not the same Shabbos as Rosh Chodesh, it's either before or after. Right? Then we'll actually repeat it. We'll say Parashas HaChodesh twice. Right? We'll say it once on Parashas Shkolim and once on Rosh Chodesh. Say Bish Lamanda Amr Ki Sisa Hainu Misra De Misra Mei Behuzim Na. Elo leman damar tzaves korbani mi misremei beha huzimna. Oh, sorry, if I might be right, not a Rosh Chodesh. If Parshas Kisisa turns out to be right next to Rosh Chodesh Adar, right, if that Parsha of Shmuz is turned out to be right next to Rosh Chodesh Adar, then we'll read it to read twice. Right, you read it once as part of Parashat Shavua, and you read it once as part of Parashat Shkolim. And the Gemara says, if we're talking about Parashat Shkolim, then Parashat Shkolim, Parashat Kisisa, in Sefer Shmos, really can fall out around Rosh Chodesh Adar. However, Parashat Pinchas, which is a part of the Parashat of Rosh Chodesh, is, can never fall out along Parashat, along Rosh Chodesh, next to Rosh Chodesh Adar, so it doesn't make any sense. So it says, in, you know, it doesn't make sense to live near Marava, the masculine Doraisa, Bitlashin. It says, Gemara, it makes sense according to the Minhag of Kriyas Torah, which existed in Eretz Yisrael and not in Bavel, where they wouldn't finish the Torah every single year on Simchas Torah, the way Aram Minhag is. They would finish it only once every 3 years. They would read the Torah over the course of 3 years. In such a case, once every 3 years, it could really happen that Parashas Pinchas would be right next to Rosh Chodesh Adar. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. They have a brayso that's similar to what Shmuel said. Shmuel is, like I said, like Aram Minhag, that we should read Kisisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechali is Meshabbat's Kohen Kisiso Machtir Yehoyada Yakohen. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, then we read Kisisa, and the Haftorah is Yoyada Kohen, a price that literally explicitly says what Shmuel said. Therefore, we pass in this case, like Shmuel against Rav, although that is, of course, very unusual. Okay. Amar Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechali Yos Beshabbos Moitzin Shalosh Toros VeKorin Mahen. Right, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we've already discussed this, right? Then we bring out three Sefri Torah and read from them. Echad ben Yonah shel Yom, one of them will be, right, the Parshas HaShavua. Ve'echad b'shel Rosh Chodesh, and one will read Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, that's the sixth Aliyah. The seventh Aliyah, and ve'echad b'kisisa, that'll be Maftir, we'll read Parsha Shkolim. Ve'am Yitzchak Nafka, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said, Rosh Chodesh teves shechal yos b'shabbos mebi'in shalosh Torahs v'karmen. Echad ben Yonah shel Yom, ve'echad b'der Rosh Chodesh, ve'echad b'chanukah. And if Rosh Chodesh teves, in the middle of Chanukah, falls on Shabbos, then we read, again, from three Sefri Torah, one Parsha Shavua, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Chanukah, for that day of Chanukah. V'tzrichan, we needed to say this. De'i itzmar beha behaka amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Aval beha kerav svir leida amar Parsha Shkolim es korbani lechmi. Uveshtei toros sagi. Kamash malam. Says the Gemara, we needed to say both these statements. We needed to say that you need three Sefri Torah, both for Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos, and for Rosh Chodesh Teves on Shabbos. Because if you just said Rosh Chodesh Teves, then what would you have thought? You would have thought that for Rosh Chodesh Teves you need three Sefri Torah, but for Rosh Chodesh Adar maybe you only need two, because one of the Aliyos, as in Parshas Shkolim, is just the same as Parshas Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, if we read Parshas Rosh Chodesh, that's fine, you only need two Sefri Torah. Therefore, this teaches us you need three, because you're going to read Parshas Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Shkolim. V'leimaha v'leivayahach, says the Gemara, so in that case, why didn't you just say Parshas Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, and we would have understood for sure you need three Sefri Torah for Rosh Chodesh Teves during Chanukah. Chada, Michal Chaverta, Ismar, the Gemara says no. We mentioned both because they're very similar, really. Right, and so we just, you know, happened to mention both. Ismar, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yis Bechol. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Karu Plasa B'Rosh Chodesh V'chad V'chanukah. If Rosh Chodesh Teves fell during Chol, right, meaning not on Shabbos, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Karu Plasa B'Rosh Chodesh V'chad Chanukah. We'll read three Aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Chanukah at the end. Rav Dimi Demin Chaifa Amar Karu Plasa B'Chanukah V'chad B'Rosh Chodesh. Rav Dimi says that you're going to read three Aliyahs for Chanukah, the same three Aliyahs as you would have read that for that day if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, and one, then after, you'll read the Aliyah for Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Mani said, Kvasei de Rav Yitzchak Nafka Misabra. We should pass in the Rav Yitzchak that we read three Aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh and one for Chanukah. De Sadir V'Sheinoi Tadir Tadir Kodem. Because generally, if we have something which is a mitzvah which comes up very frequently and a mitzvah which comes up less frequently, we'll perform the mitzvah which comes up much more frequently first. The classic example is the Korban Tamid and the Korban Musaf. The Korban Tamid comes up every day, the Korban Musaf every Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov, so much less. Therefore, if on a day when you have a Korban Musaf, you always bring the Korban Tamid first, because the Korban Tamid precedes the Korban Musaf, right? It's more common, it's more frequent. Similarly here, right, the Aliyah with the Kriyas Torah, which comes up more frequently, Rosh Chodesh, will precede that which comes up less frequently, Chanukah. Amar Rabbi Avin said, Kavasi de Rabbi Dimi Mistagra, Migar Amar Lerevi Sheyavo, Rosh Chodesh, Hilkach Rabbi Rosh Chodesh. Ba'i Mikre says, Rabbi Avin, we really should pass him like Rabbi Dimi. Why? Because every day of Chanukah only has three Aliyahs, because it's the Yom Chol, it doesn't have Kedushas Yom. However, Rosh Chodesh, even on Chanukah, has four Aliyahs, because Rosh Chodesh itself has four Aliyahs, meaning Rosh Chodesh causes the fourth Aliyah. Therefore, it makes sense the fourth Aliyah Dafka, you will read the Aliyah for Rosh Chodesh, and the first three you will read for Chanukah. My Havela, so how do we pass in then? Rav Yosef Amarein Mashkechim Barosh Chodesh, Rav Amarein Mashkechim Bechanukah, Vechilchzain Mashkechim Bechanukah, Verosh Chodesh Ikar. So Rav Yosef said that we don't care less about Rosh Chodesh, the main Kriyas Torah on Chanukah should be on Chanukah, should be about Chanukah. And Rabbah said, Ein Mashkich in Chanukah, we don't care so much about Chanukah, the Iker Kriyas Torah on that day should really be Rosh Chodesh. And the Halacha is, we don't worry about Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh is Iker, Rosh Chodesh is the main Aliyah that we care about on Shabbos, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Teves. Ismar, we have another brisa. Chal liyois beveata tetzave. What if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Parshas Tetzave? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said, Karu shisa meveata tzve ad kisisa. Vechad mi kisisa veaad veasisa. Right? It says, what you, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during Tetzave, meaning the Parsha before Kisisa, how do you deal with this? It's very simple. You read six Aliyahs of Kisisa. The seventh Aliyah, you'll read Parshas Kisisa. It'll be Parshas Shkalim. And you'll read it until Vasi Sekior Nechoshes. You'll read it until the Parsha where it says that you have to build the Kiyor, which is the next thing that comes after Shkalim. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Amri okumi hu deka mukmi hasam. Says Abai, if you do that, then people won't realize that you're reading the beginning of Parshas Kisisa because of Parshas Shkalim. They'll think that you're reading it just because that's the end of the Parsha, because it comes immediately afterwards, after the Tzaveh. El Abai said rather something different. Koroshisa mivia tatesaveh ad veasisa. You'll read six Elios including Parshas Shkalim. Vechad tani vekari mikisisa ad veasisa. And then you'll read Parshas Shkalim as a seventh Aliyah. So you'll actually read Parshas Shkalim twice. Once as part of the regular Kriyas Torah, first six Aliyahs. And the second time, read it especially for Parshas Shkalim, so people will really understand that you're reading it especially for Parshas Shkalim. Fine. Shkoyach, gentlemen, we'll please God continue tomorrow.